This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
During the last few weeks, we've been hearing from Member Care Radio's Scott Hollinger. He's been talking with Diane and Cheryl, two ladies who set up an organization, a national network of parents of cross-cultural Christian workers. They're back with us again today. And today? Well, it's all about saying goodbye.
On our last time together, Diane and Cheryl, and welcome back. It's good for you to be back with us. We talked about what the Christian worker should understand about their parents' experience and what their parents may be going through that they're not understanding yet. And today, let's talk about what it means to say goodbye well. And I know this is something that I struggled with and that my parents struggled with, and we really didn't say goodbye well. So let's go ahead and talk about that today.
Well, we've kind of touched, if listeners have heard some of the previous comments about how complicated relationships are with parents if you are departing for a foreign assignment during the years of young adulthood. The adult-adult relationships aren't ironed out yet. Mm-hmm. And so nobody quite knows where they stand and what it's going to be like. And it's awkward and it's confusing and it's, I think, sometimes difficult to communicate. I think that's why the effort to deliberately, wisely address the communication and the way we say goodbye is so helpful, because otherwise there's such a risk of things being handled badly. And Diane and I have talked with a number of recruits who did leave on bad terms with their mom and dad, just feeling guilty because their parents were unhappy about their going or angry because their parents weren't supportive. So it's a high risk time. And so I think that's why we are promoting, let's be deliberate, let's be informed, let's be intentional about doing this well.
I feel greatly indebted to Judy Johnson, who's the missions minister here at LifeSpring Christian Church in Cincinnati. She's the one from whom I first heard the phrase say goodbye well. And it was because she told my daughter and son-in-law, you must say goodbye well. And like all candidates, Sheila and Scoggins had a period of time, theirs was about a year or so, of preparation to go to the field. So throughout that whole year, a part of their preparation, it was in writing on a plan, was to say goodbye well, to spend time with parents, to involve them in a variety of ways in their preparation. Like Cheryl mentioned, she found out that parents who are broadsided by the decision to go to a foreign field, they have a harder time adjusting.
Right.
And so one of the best things someone can do is talk to parents early on. I'm thinking about this. What's your opinion? How do you feel when I say that I might want to do this? Get that conversation going early. Numerous that I've read about or heard speak have said that sometimes parents just need time. And so someone might want to go to the field now, but it's really better if they wait a year. So everybody's situation will be different, but get your parents involved. Just show them that respect. They do care about you, and they want to feel that their opinions matter. Another thing that's really important to parents is information. And one of the things I remember Sheila and Scoggins did, they came to our home with Judy and spent an evening, and we knew they were coming, and we had a long list of questions, everything from finances to medical care to emergency plans, just all the things that parents worry about, the practical kinds of thing, largely is what we talked about. And then just getting to know the country. We didn't know anything about Bosnia. So what have you learned? Where is it? What's going on there? Why did you pick that area? What are your goals? What are the people like? You know, just starting to feel a part of their plans in that regard. And then because that year of preparation or however long it might be, it's going to keep the recruit or the candidate quite busy. So fill your parents in ahead of time. What are you going to be doing? there was a trip out to Colorado Springs to MTI for language acquisitions, learning, and other things. And so we knew about that well in advance, that they would be doing that. And there were other things like that. And it was just really, you know, we felt a part of things when we knew what was going on. The kids also had a shepherding group here at church, which was, I don't know, half a dozen or so people who were important to them from various parts of the congregation who met with them once a month to go over how their preparation was coming and just discuss any issues. And we weren't privy to all of that. But one particular evening, my husband and I were invited to come and have dinner with the shepherding group and be part of their meeting. It was such a good experience. For one thing, I saw that all these people really cared about my daughter and her husband. I knew that, but it was just nice to see it up close and personal. Their whole purpose was, how's it going for you guys as mom and dad? Is there anything we can do to help you? And really, there wasn't, other than the fact that they cared, that they tried to identify with us and understand where we were. So that was really good. The commissioning service rolled around, and my husband was asked to participate in that, which he was very honored to do. At every point along the way, we felt included, and we never felt in the dark.
Didn't you and Ed schedule Friday nights with Sheila and Scoggins in that period before departures?
Yeah, that was the
dedicated
other thing.
Time.
That whole year
made you feel valued.
It did.
Reassured.
We felt really blessed that they were living here in Cincinnati, finishing up their schooling and everything. And so they came every Friday night, and our other daughter was there too. And so it was really good time, because we'd had some issues like other families. We'd had some rocky teenage years and that sort of thing, and we had some rebuilding to do. And the fact that they were willing to do their part, they just said in their actions more than their words, they said, you matter, mom and dad, to us.
Right.
Dedicated time. And how do you spell love?
T-I-M-E.
Right. There was another parent, I think, who said that about the shepherding committee, they felt a little bit like they're child had a new family. They were very excluded, and being invited to that really helped.
Yes.
Being a part of that family.
Yes.
Right.
Not on the outside feeling displaced.
Yes. I do think it's true that because the sending agency or whomever is involved with the candidate, you do kind of feel like, oh, someone else sort of owns my child. I did definitely have that feeling a lot of the time. But this was really great to feel included and brought into that circle. And we also took a vacation together, which was great. We advocate talking about issues and resolving them before departure. I don't know that we really talked about our issues too much, but it was the action that mattered, that said, you matter, we care, we are a family. And I think we did most of our talking like on a furlough at a later time.
Later. It's too much tension, as everybody's so afraid. But to any extent that we can say, I'm afraid or I want, those are good things to do.
Yeah, speaking as a continuing child of parents, you know, as a Christian worker, the thing that I would also encourage parents is, and maybe in a way you've said this, don't assume that everything is fine between you and your child, because there may be issues that you as a parent are not aware of that your child has. They're not sure how to verbalize back to the parents.
So, and that's, ask.
So ask. That's one of the things we're learning with our own son as he has turned 21 is we can tell when something is bothering our son, Chris. We've known him for 21 years now.
Sure.
And so we are learning to ask him is, you know, how do you feel about us? What, you know, how do you think we're doing? What are, and that's tough because you're opening yourself up as a parent for a really honest discussion that really should be adult to adult. And that can be hard for us as parents. I know I'm learning that anyway.
Because the roles are shifting.
Yes.
They're often not clarified when the departure happens, and it gets complicated. And that's why there needs to be systematic, intentional intervention or help or prevention.
Yeah.
I can tell a story about a discussion that happened on furlough that kind of speaks to what you are saying. because not everybody has the skills really to ask and do exactly what you said. I think I could do it now. 6 or 7 years ago, I didn't have the ability to do it. On a furlough, it was very important to me to communicate some things to my daughter that I regretted that hadn't gone well. I took her to lunch and I had them written out and I had to pull out my paper just to make sure, you know, I could get through it. And she was very touched by the whole thing. This meant a whole lot to her. And one of the things was she's an excellent vocalist, classically trained, and was going to a country where really she had no idea if she would ever use her music. That was one of the issues between her and God, and she had worked that out. And quite amazingly, he made her the lead singer in an all-girl rock band over there, and it was a wonderful ministry tool. But I wanted her to know that I was okay with that because I had always wanted her to do music professionally. And I wanted her to know that I was okay, that she wasn't, that that was not her choice. Mm. And I don't remember my exact words, but I remember when I started into this particular point on my list, she got big tears in her eyes. And so I knew that had been an issue for her and a worry for her. It was, in a way, extending a blessing to her that I was willing to bring that up and say, look, I know I was wrong about this. This gift is yours to use as God directs you. So talking those things through whenever you do it, whether it's before departure or on a furlough or 20 years after you've been there, don't hesitate to have the conversation.
It's good advice.
Because goodbye does keep happening over and over.
Thanks, Scott, Diane, and Cheryl. We'll look forward to your next visit when we can learn some more about how we can perhaps improve the relationships of the cross-cultural Christian workers overseas and their parents. If you'd like more info, check out their website. Take a look at www.pomnet.org. That's pomnet.org.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.